He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley, and after a week of vacation, I'm back with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Linebacker D'Amico Ryans is a fan of the earpiece that will go in his helmet to transmit defensive calls. And wideout Andre Johnson talks about how the team is gelling during the offseason. Before we get to that, Texans fans, the draft is approaching, and on April 29th, the team will host its draft day luncheon. General manager Rick Smith and head coach Gary Kubiak will give their analysis of the draft and present team awards. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com or call 832-667-2390.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Next season, linebacker D'Amico Ryans will have an earpiece in his helmet so he can hear defensive calls and relay them to the team. Teams across the league will be outfitting helmets with such a device to prevent signal stealing. And Ryan thinks the idea makes for a more even playing field.
It helps us in the sense where, you know, offenses don't have a chance to steal your signals. And so where Richardson just talk directly to me, and I can just relay it to the defense. I think it's going to speed the process up a lot quicker, getting calls in. And so we're turned around. We're ready, waiting on the offense instead of waiting on calls or you get mixed signals or you can't see the signals. It's going to be a lot easier for us.
Wideout Andre Johnson has finished a week of workouts and already likes what he sees from his teammates. The Pro Bowler talked to the media about how the team is coming together this offseason.
Offseason went by pretty fast, but we're back at it again. So it's great to be back amongst my teammates, and, you know, I'm excited about this season coming up.
Texans fans, cheerleading tryouts kick off on April 12th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.